Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Mizmor Kaf Vav 26. Famous Hasidic story of Zusha of Anipol crying on his deathbed, fearful that God will judge him. But he won't ask him, why weren't you like Avram Avinu or Moshe Rabbeinu? He'll simply ask him, why weren't you Zusha? Within that story lies a comforting yet frightening message. God will judge us only based on our own personality and potential, never comparing us to others. At the same time, we in our lives have to make sure we fulfill that potential. Psalm 26 is about judgment and being ready to be judged. LeDavid Shafteini Hashem, God, I am ready for judgment. It's not a statement made lightly, certainly not by a person who has sinned to God and to man in the past. Some people recoil from the notion of being judged for fear of reprisals. They would rather never stand in front of a jury, Kal v'chomer, fortiori, in front of God as judge and jury. Other people have nothing to be ashamed of as they see no moral breakdown in their actions, so they're perfectly ready to be judged. David here seems to take a middle approach, asking for judgment, but noting that he's not perfect and has sinned. Those sinned together with his faith in God should be judged. Hirsch translates the first verse with a measure of relativism, as David asked to be judged not in absolute terms, but only according to David's level. LeDavid shavteni Adonai ki ani b'tumi halachti uv'Adonai batachti lo amad. Judge me, God, for in my own moral integrity have I walked. I've not walked b'tom, in absolute moral integrity, but merely my own. B'chaneni Adonai v'naseni, tzarfa kiliotai v'libi, ki chazdecha l'neged enai v'italachti v'mitecha. I feel, Sir Hirsch continues, that I must have your aid and assistance if I'm going to attain this moral goal. Therefore, b'chaneni, examine me, determine the degree, great or small, of the moral worth I've attained thus far, and naseni, test me to see whether I would be capable of achieving still more. The goal before my eyes has never been to obtain the approval or favor of men, but only to be worthy of chastecha, your mercy. This notion of bitumi, which means in my own moral integrity to be judged, could be the guiding message of the psalm, as it appears in the penultimate verse again, as he almost concludes by saying, Vani bitumi eilech, pideni va'aneni, ending the mizmor as he began it. The next section of the Mizmor presents us with some of his justifications for a good judgment, the moral positions he has taken over the course of his years. These verses remind us of the opening of the book of Tehillim. He writes, Lo yashavti im meteishav v'im nelamim lo yavo, saneti kal mere'im v'im rasha'im lo eshev, erchatz b'nikayon kapay v'asoveva et mizbachacha Adonai, lishmo v'kol toda l'saper v'kol niflotecha, Adonai ahavti ma'on betecha umakom mishkan kvodecha. In the words of Rav Hirsch once again, the goal before my eyes has never been to attain approval. I repeat, I've earnestly walked in the truth revealed to you in the ways of your Torah. He reflects on how we refrained from engaging in the company of men of vanity, of those who do not fear God. Now he hated the gatherings of evildoers, repeating again that he will not sit together with the wicked. As opposed to that futile experience, David, in the next mini unit, discusses the positive things he will do or does do. He's using his time properly in the service of God. I washed my hands in purity when I wanted to step in the circle of your altar, O God, so that I too may make my voice heard in thanksgiving and tell your wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the abode of your house and the place where your glory dwells. An individual has a choice, either to sit idly with a group of scoffers and sinners, or to utilize their time and wash one's hands in purity to enter the house of God. In that house, good things happen, spiritual endeavors, calling out to God, encircling the temple, singing his praise. David, as in Psalm 1, begins speaking of his journey in the negative, staying away from evil, and then speaks of the positive, walking into the house of God. Until the final section, we could argue that David is asking to be judged by God for his moral integrity as an exercise in self-growth, in checking his worthiness before God, and in trying to build a stronger relationship with him. In this regard, asking God to judge is a noble endeavor worthy of accolades. The fact that he describes some of his accomplishments by referring to the sinners, the evildoers, the vanity seekers that he does not sit with, was just a means of him speaking of his general qualities and attributes. But the last section of the Mizmor perhaps changes our impression that it's not a general request to be judged. It seems that his situation is more critical, and the psalm is a response to it. Verses 9 and 10 plead with God to protect him from the sinners, those who live with blood, in whose hand there's lust and bribery. It is these same derelicts to which he had previously taken pride in saying that he had not followed or sat. And yet one feels an urgency at the end of the psalm, and that the judgment was a necessity for him to stay alive. I need God's judgment because I need God's salvation. Al te'esof im chata'im nafshi v'im anshei damim chayai. Asher bideyem zima v'mina melea shochad. V'ani b'tumi alech p'deini v'chaneini. Regli amda b'mishor b'makalim avarech Adonai. For his soul to be gathered with sinners, chata'im im nafshi, he means that he would end up with their ending, death. Those whose hands are filled with lust and bribery will clearly end up murdered. David wants to stay away from that result, and therefore he states, but I have gone with my moral integrity, so God, please redeem me, be kind to me. Let my feet stand on firm ground so that I can bless you in congregations. Sometimes we want to be judged for self-development. Other times it is out of urgency to be saved from our enemy. This psalm opens and concludes with judgment and with justification of his moral integrity in hope that he is saved from danger and can continue to praise God in his house. Shalom.